Le'ilu nishmas of klenim es kamish ben avili melech. Shabbos per chof aleph mishna aleph. Noitel adam es benova even biado. If a person has his son and his son misses the father, he's crying, he needs the father to pick him up. So he's allowed to pick up his son even though his son is holding a rock. The father is actually carrying the rock. The only heter here is because we're afraid that the son's going to become sick if the father doesn't pick him up. We don't mean a sakanas nefashos, but lechor just means a child that's really, really dependent on the father. He'll have some kind of mental illness from this. V'kalkalava evan besochon, a person's also allowed to take a basket when a rock is inside this basket. The Rav explains that we're dafka dealing with a case. It can't just be a rock in a basket, because that's muksa. Rather, we're talking about that the basket has fruits in it, and these fruits, if they would hit the floor, they would spoil and get ruined. So they're not like almonds and nuts and things like that. You can just dump them out with the rock and put the almonds and nuts back in and leave the rock out. We're also not talking about a case where there's a way you can sort of shake the basket where the rock would fall out. So the case has to be where the rock is sort of on top of these fruits that would get ruined if they fell out onto the floor. Now the Rav says also that the Mishnah is also talking about a case where the rock is sort of stuck onto the side of the basket, where the rock becomes like a wall of the basket itself. So Tesis Yantav asks on this, if that's the case, it's mamish part of the wall, then it should be mutter, because the Gemara's mashma, that once that's the case, then you don't need all these other conditions. You should be able to move it even without any fruits. And the belief he learns that the Rav is saying either or, that if that's the case where the rock is part and parcel of the basket, then the whole thing is muchan anyway. It's not muksa, because it's bottled to the basket. Next case, a metaltal and truma temeya ima Torah, and a person is allowed to be metaltal truma temeya, that the Mefarshim explain is on top of truma tahora, because if the truma temeya is on the bottom, then you could just take off the truma tahora that's on top. Why carry the truma temeya that's with it? Because truma tamei, a truma that's tamei, is muks on Shabbos. It has no use. The only use it really has is to burn it and to light it as fuel, and you can't do that on Shabbos, so it's muksa. Truma tahara is not muksa, it's mukhan. And they allow you to move something that's muksa with something that's not muksa, as long as you're moving it, like we've said in the past, lutzorich something that's mutter. So here you'd be moving it, lutzorich, the truma tahara. So that's why it's mutter. Or v'imachulin, or if it's with chulin. Not truma tahara, but stam. Regular food that everybody can eat. Truma tahara is not muks, as we said in the past, because you can, even if you're not a kohen, you can give it to a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda omer af malin es hameduma be'echru meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that if one would have 100 of chulin, food that the trumas and maisis already taken off of, and then into that fell one item of truma, so it's 100 versus 1, and we know that that's mevatel the truma. So it is batel, but we know that we're supposed to take one of them out and give it to a kohen. Now, if one doesn't take one of them out, the 101 that are there, it's all chulin, because the one truma becomes batel. That we should take one out and give it to a kohen, it's not to matter us to eat it. The reason that we do it is we shouldn't be stealing from the kohen. So it's really midine mamonis. It's a money type of thing. That's the reason we take one out. So because of that, you're not really being misakin it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to then take out one of them from this 101 that's meduma. And this is how the Tiferes Yisrael learns. The Rav says, like a lumdus, that we actually look at it that this one was already separated. And therefore, since we look at it that way, when you actually take it out, you're not fixing anything.